Sorry I'm late, Chip. I am hanging out of my... My life's been an absolute mess. I stayed up late to watch the Super Bowl yesterday, mate. Turns out they had four quarters in one game, and that's why 50 Cent came on at halftime.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Well, today we have the case of two Spanish sisters, Carmen Munoz, might have butchered that, probably did, and Josefa. It all went tits up.
That's one way to start every single Mysteries episode.
All went crazy because one of the sisters disappeared in 1981. Not great news. Now, unfortunately for the sisters, the parents did actually end up getting a divorce. After they got the divorce, Josefa went with her paternal grandmother and Carmen went off to boarding school.
What would you prefer to do? Go and live with your grandmother or go to a boarding school?
Depends. Boarding school could slap.
But it could also stink.
Anyway, a couple of years later, the father ended up coming back with a new partner.
Let me guess. They wanted absolutely nothing to do with her dad and, well, the new partner.
You guessed right, my friend. That is exactly the case. They didn't want anything to do with him.
It's Harry's. Shout out to Harry's. I know a few Harry's.
I know a few Harry's too.
But this one, this is my favourite Harry.
This is the number one Harry.
This is. And let me tell you what. Harry's is a razor sharp company. Now, look, that's pretty good going.
We'll see what you did there.
Yeah, come on now, Brewski.
Yeah, dirty devil.
Now, they are here to revamp your whole routine. Mm-hmm. From close shaves and flake-free hair, all the way to clear, healthy skin.
Yeah, let's refurbish that face, right?
Refurbish, I like it, man, that sounds good. Right, we are offering a free travel-size shower gel with a trial set to you guys,
perfect, you go on MAGA.
Or anywhere else in the world, or even just staying at home, you guys can get involved in this now.
Napa.
Right, okay. And in this trial set, guys, they have got an expertly engineered weighted handle, so it feels premium. Yeah? Primo. What else do they have, Chip? They've got a five-blade cartridge crafted by the artisans in our own German factory. I'm sorry, but if something is made in Germany, it's just automatically
100%. And I would know because I've been there.
Right. Well, there we go. That's the personal. Do they call it?
Personal. I've been to the Harry's factory.
Right. Thank you very much for that, Chip. Now, you also get a foaming shave gel. Right. You get a blade cover and a free shower gel, which is amazing. So, guys, look.
It's a fantastic deal, this.
It is, it really is. And you know what? It is just.
And to miss out would be a crime that could put you in prison.
Maybe or maybe not. That one will have to get a fact check on.
You might end up being a case on it if you don't get involved in this.
That's a great point right there. And if you do want to get involved, guys, what you can do is you can get your own shower shave by redeeming a free Harry's trial. Right? All you cover, though, is the £3.95 for delivery. You head to harrys.com/fellas to have your set delivered and start a shave plan. Mm-hmm. Your freebie will be added at checkout. That's harrys.com/fellas. All you have to do is pay the £3.95 delivery. I mean, that is a bargain. It was Josefa and her partner, a fella named Antonio, who introduced Carmen, her sister, to a bloke, named Manuel. Mm-hmm. Now, Antonio, Josefa's partner, imported dogs from Germany. And what he did was he hired this Manuel bloke mm-hmm. who would actually translate the animal guides into Spanish. So from German into Spanish. And that's how they knew each other. Hence why, after that, he introduced Manuel to Josefa's sister, Carmen. Yep. Hopefully you guys are keeping up with this.
Yeah, there's a lot of names going about.
If not, I have full confidence our editor, Fish, has done a wonderful little graphic to help you guys out. Now, this is a little bit naughty because Manuel, at the time, was in fact married with three kids, right? That is, that's not what you want to hear. Anyways, look, they had their first date, and it was actually at Carmen's house. Mm-hmm. And it went very well. According to the court statement, right, later on. Josefa and Antonio were chilling out in a living room, and Carmen and Manuel ended up going to the bedroom, and things got a little bit frisky. You know what I'm trying to say.
Ooh.
All right, so look, for a first date, bagged it, nailed it.
Manuel's a dog.
I want to get up. Okay, I don't know if you can put that in there.
No. Now, at this point, Carmen and Manuel, they've been dating for a little bit.
Okay,
but as time goes on, Carmen disappears. A little bit odd. Josefa's like, what's going on?
Where is she? I haven't seen my sister in a minute.
She doesn't know. But after the disappearance, she actually gets a postcard from Carmen saying that she was in Barcelona. So she's jetted off. But yeah, that was it. Josefa had nothing to worry about. In the postcard, Carmen said she was told to stop, people move away, it's normal. And in the end, that led Josefa, it led to her not filing a missing persons report.
I mean, yeah, you get a postcard
from your sister.
I guess, why would you file a missing persons report? And yeah, you know what? I guess you are right. People do sometimes up and leave and just want to leave their life behind, I guess.
Change of pace.
I think it is a little bit strange that it's just like a postcard and there was no prior warning. It's like, I've done this. Oh, and here's a postcard. I would feel a bit more at ease receiving the postcard, but I would still be a little bit weirded out with the fact that you just left.
Yeah.
Right? I've got is a postcard saying I've sacked off.
You would say something, right?
Yeah.
She probably just wanted a change of weather.
Years went by, and only in 2017 did she finally file a missing persons report. Keep in mind, all she'd ever received was this postcard. So she felt as though it was necessary to file a missing persons report. Admittedly, I mean, we're talking years, 20, 30 years after this whole thing had began.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why she actually did it was because of her father's will. In order for her to receive everything in the will from her dad, she would have to say that, well, her sister's dead, right? So by filing this missing persons report, they took the DNA sample from her dad and they tried to match it to essentially prove that her sister is dead.
Yeah.
Right? And it went well, right? It went well in the sense that it matched. They got a match on the DNA.
But where did they match? What did they match the DNA to?
Well, let me tell you, Chip, they matched it to a pregnant woman who had been murdered, and they couldn't figure out the identity of that person for over 20 years. It turns out, right, in 1999, they were doing some construction in a garden of a property in Barcelona, and they found this body buried in the garden. Ooh. And they were unable to identify it until, obviously, finally, this missing persons report with the dad's DNA, it's matched up. Unfortunately, this body actually had a gunshot wound at the back of the skull, right? And not only that, but this body was actually 6 months pregnant at the time of death, which is horrifically sad.
Yeah. Josefa has told authorities that the last time she saw her sister was in 1981, okay? That's when she disappeared. And the last person she was with was a man named Manuel.
Mm-hmm. This was the fellow with the wife and three kids.
Yes.
That he had been dating.
Yes, the man she was seeing at the time. Anyway, the main suspect in the present day then becomes 74-year-old Manuel Macaro.
Wow.
The German.
He's 74 years old now. This happened a long time ago.
Long time ago. He's the German-born writer and he lived in Madrid. Anyway, a popular newspaper claims that the court documents show that Manuel is being accused of homicide and abortion.
Okay.
So
it's pretty serious.
It's getting pretty interesting, getting pretty juicy. Now, the judge as well, Pedro Savino, believes that Manuel allegedly shot Carmen and then buried her body in the house in Barcelona that they had moved to and lived in for a few days after they'd moved from Madrid.
Wow, so it really was. He'd taken her from Madrid, driven to Barcelona, a few days have passed, and he's killed her then.
Yeah, now...
Why?
Well, he does. Remember, he was a married man with a family.
Yeah.
So maybe...
She was pregnant.
Yeah, maybe, you know, the little affairs going on. He's found out she's pregnant, although it's 6 months, so he probably already knew.
Yeah.
I mean, but maybe he's thought, you know what, fucking can't do
I
this.
Can't do
this, and he's thought, for some reason, he's gone in his head, the best possible solution is for me to shoot in the back of the head and bury her body.
I mean, you could imagine that he's, maybe she was like to him, look, I've got your kid. You either going to have to live with me and raise this child with me, or I'm going to tell your family. Or just regardless, she was like, you need to tell your family. Yep. I was putting pressure on him, and he just completely...
He folded.
Folded and ended up committing homicide.
Yeah, crazy, man.
When they finally located Manuel and they asked him about Carmen, he sent a letter back saying, never heard of her. Literally, he just completely denied her existence, despite the fact that her sister and her sister's partner, Antonio... were the ones that matchmade him. So they do know each other.
You know what's happened there, right?
What?
He's speaking Japanese.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, the good news is that that's exactly what everyone else thought, because he was arrested in December 2018. Manuel tells the judge that he spent some time in Barcelona with Carmen, but he went back to pick up his family from Madrid and bring them to Barcelona. And he was told... that Carmen would have moved out of that house by now. She wouldn't be there. He's obviously come back. She's still there, right? And he's had to figure something out. And at this time, right, Manuel claims that he didn't know she was pregnant, right? I'm not, make of that what you want, right? He then told his family they had to move because he couldn't afford such an expensive place that they were living in, right? But how nuts is it that... allegedly, he's gone and buried her in the garden, and that family was living in the house with that woman buried in the garden for several months.
That is...
That's mental.
Gives me a weird feeling, squirmy feeling.
Good news is, though, the judge believes absolutely none of that, right? And says he believes that what actually happened was he lived in the Barcelona house for several months, and then he just kept moving around to avoid being found. Now, I'm not too sure how exactly that is avoid being found, like just moving around like that. But yeah, anyways, look, that's what the judge wanted to believe. So now, what's interesting here, right, is over in Spain, they have statute of limitations, a.k.a., right, for murder, they have 20 years. That's the statute of limitations. If you don't know what that means, is if someone's committed a murder before those 20 years, right, or someone commits a murder, 20 years goes by. After that 20 years, you can't be done for the murder that was done 20 years ago, right? Which, if you think about it, is pretty mental. So it's saying, it's okay to get away with murder as long as you don't get caught for the 20 years afterwards.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, which is nuts, but there are reasons why this is in place, and I understand that. But anyways, that was the case for this particular case, actually. Now, look. It can be extended, right? In Spain, there are certain criteria, and if it matches, then that 20 years can actually extend, right? And the reason why they thought they would be willing to extend the statute of limitation is because Carmen was pregnant at the time, and he already had 3 children. So at this point, they say, right, we're taking this to trial. So the hearing went ahead, and it took place on December 17th, 2020, right? A few months later, in February 2021, it turns out that the court had sided with the defense's appeal, which is that, look, that 20 years is gone. You can't do me for this crime, right? This case has expired, right? Now, according to the Article 132 of the Penal Code, the expiration window computes from the day in which a punishable offense is committed, which, according to the forensic report, is somewhere between February 1984 and February 1994. I'm not going to lie, that is a 10-year gap. That is a pretty big gap, right? But that's when they reckon the murder would have happened, although they do tend to really lean towards the date of 1984 because she only went missing 3 years before that, in 1981, right? The prosecution attorney has announced that they won't appeal the court ruling as it is legally correct, and people have come out and said they are disgusted that from a moral point of view, it's a shame, as there is a culpable person who will not be judged. So make of that what you will. This guy, do you guys think this man has got away with one? I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's not looking great. The fact that he just instantly denied even knowing her off the bat is a pretty red flag. Like, if you didn't do it, then surely you would say, yeah, and then she went missing and I haven't seen her since. Where did she? Do you know where she is? Like, that would be your first response.
Yeah, he should have said that.
But he didn't. He said, nah, I don't know. Who is that?
Yeah, that's some Capanese.
That is some serious Chino, bro.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, guys,
We'd love to hear what you guys have to think about this. Chip, what do you think? Guilty, not guilty? Do you think he should stand it? He's 74 years old.
He's guilty, but at this point, like, block's nearly finished.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I mean, he should be doing the time, but, you know, with the laws and stuff, I mean, they can't do him. So what are we going to do?
Yeah, literally nothing. Anyways, guys, if you did enjoy this podcast this show, what do they need to do, Chip?
Need to hit that subscribe button, turn on notifications as well, because every Monday we'll be back with a brand new case. And also go ahead and follow us on Spotify. You can listen to us.
Hit that follow button over there, guys, on Fellas Mysteries. That's the one, because we've got two. We have our podcast and our mysteries. Make sure you hit follow on both of those to always stay up to date. We will see you guys on the next episode.